Chapter 2, Relationship Among Members. Luke 2:100, Communication with a Represented Party. A, while representing a client, a member shall not communicate directly or indirectly about the subject of the representation with a party the member knows to be represented by another lawyer in the matter, unless the member has the consent of the other lawyer. B, for purposes of this rule, a party includes 1, an officer, director, or managing agent of a corporation or association, and a partner or managing agent of a partnership, or 2, an association member or an employee of an association, corporation, or partnership, if the subject of the communication is any act or omission of such person in connection with the matter, which may be binding upon or imputed to the organization for purposes of civil or criminal liability, or whose statement may constitute an admission on the part of the organization. C. This rule shall not prohibit, 1, communications with a public officer, board, committee, or body, or 2, communications initiated by a party seeking advice or representation from an independent lawyer of the party's choice, or 3, communications otherwise authorized by law. Rule 2:200, Financial Arrangements Among Lawyers. A. A member shall not divide a fee for legal services with a lawyer who is not a partner of, associate of, or shareholder with the member unless, 1, the client has consented in writing thereto after a full disclosure has been made in writing that a division of fees will be made in the terms of such division, and 2, the total fee charged by all lawyers is not increased solely by reason of the provision for division of fees and is not unconscionable as that term is defined in Rule 4:200. B, except as permitted in paragraph A of this rule, or Rule 2:300, a member shall not compensate, give, or promise anything of value to any lawyer for the purpose of recommending or securing employment of the member or the member's law firm by a client, or as a reward for having made a recommendation resulting in employment of the member or the member's law firm by a client. A member's offering of or giving of a gift or gratuity to any lawyer who has made a recommendation resulting in the employment of the member or the member's law firm shall not of itself violate this rule, provided that the gift or gratuity was not offered in consideration of any promise, agreement, or understanding that such a gift or gratuity would be forthcoming, or that referrals would be made or encouraged in the future. Rule 2:300, Sale or Purchase of a Law Practice of a Member, Living or Deceased. All or substantially all of the law practice of a member, living or deceased, including goodwill, may be sold to another member or law firm subject to all of the following conditions. A. Fees charged to clients shall not be increased solely by reason of such sale. B. If the sale contemplates the transfer of responsibility for work not yet completed, or responsibility for client files or information protected by Business and Professions Code Section 6068, Subdivision E, then, 1, if the seller is deceased or has a conservator or other person acting in a representative capacity and no member has been appointed to act for the seller pursuant to Business and Professions Code Section 6180.5, then prior to the transfer, A, the purchaser shall cause a written notice to be given to the client stating that the interest in the law practice is being transferred to the purchaser, that the client has the right to retain other counsel, that the client may take possession of any client papers and property as required by Rule 3700D, and that if no response is received to the notification within 90 days of the sending of such notice, or in the event the client's rights would be prejudiced by a failure to act during that time, the purchaser may act on behalf of the client until otherwise notified by the client. Such notice shall comply with the requirements set forth in Rule 1-400D and any provisions relating to attorney-client fee arrangements. And B, the purchaser shall obtain the written consent of the client, provided that such consent shall be presumed until otherwise notified by the client, if no response is received to the notification specified in subparagraph A within 90 days of the date of the sending of such notification to the client's last address as shown on the records above the seller, or the client's rights would be prejudiced by a failure to act during such 90-day period. 2, in all other circumstances, not less than 90 days prior to the transfer. A, the seller or the member appointed to act for the seller pursuant to Business and Professions Code Section 6180.5 shall cause a written notice to be given to the client stating that the interest in the law practice is being transferred to the purchaser, that the client has the right to retain other counsel, that the client may take possession of any client papers and property as required by Rule 3700D, and that if no response is received to the notification within 90 days of the sending of such notice, the purchaser may act on behalf of the client until otherwise notified by the client. Such notice shall comply with the requirements set forth in Rule 1400D and any provisions relating to attorney-client fee arrangements. And B, the seller or the member appointed to act for the seller pursuant to Business and Professions Code Section 6180.5 shall obtain the written consent of the client prior to the transfer, provided that such consent shall be presumed until otherwise notified by the client if no response is received to the notification specified in subparagraph A within 90 days of the date of the sending of such notification to the client's last address as shown on the records of the seller. C, if substitution is required by the rules of the tribunal in which a matter is pending, all steps necessary to substitute a member shall be taken. D, all activity of a purchaser or potential purchaser under this rule shall be subject to compliance with Rules 3300 and 3310 where applicable. E, confidential information shall not be disclosed to a non-member in connection with a sale under this rule. F, admission to or retirement from a law partnership or law corporation, retirement plans and similar arrangements, or sale of tangible assets of a law practice shall not be deemed a sale or purchase under this rule. Rule 2400, prohibited discriminatory conduct in law practice. A, for purposes of this rule, 1, law practice includes sole practices, legal partnerships, law corporations, corporate and governmental legal departments, and other entities which employ members to practice law. 2, knowingly permit means a failure to advocate corrective action where the member knows of a discriminatory policy or practice which results in the unlawful discrimination prohibited in paragraph B. And 3, unlawfully and unlawful shall be determined by reference to applicable state or federal statutes or decisions making unlawful discrimination in employment and in offering goods and services to the public. B, in the management or operation of a law practice, a member shall not unlawfully discriminate or knowingly permit unlawful discrimination on the basis of race, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, religion, age, or disability in 1, hiring, promoting, discharging, or otherwise determining the conditions of employment of any person, or 2, accepting or terminating representation of any client. C, no disciplinary investigation or proceeding may be initiated by the state bar against a member under this rule unless and until a tribunal of competent jurisdiction other than a disciplinary tribunal shall have first adjudicated a complaint of alleged discrimination and found that unlawful conduct occurred. Upon such adjudication, the tribunal finding a verdict shall then be admissible evidence of the occurrence or non-occurrence of the alleged discrimination in any disciplinary proceeding initiated under this rule. In order for discipline to be imposed under this rule, however, the finding of unlawfulness must be upheld and final after appeal. The time for filing an appeal must have expired, or the appeal must have been dismissed.